There are many ways we can enjoy the great outdoors. For example, we could go fishing. Now, Wayne Vouden is registered blind and has been fishing most of his life, and now he's wanting to encourage other blind and partially sighted people to give it a go. And he's joining me today to perhaps bring some great tips and advice if you do want to try it. So, hi, Wayne, thank you so much for your time today.
Hiya, thank you for having me.
So this is quite interesting. You call yourself, it's quite on the nose, the blind angler.
That's correct, yes.
And you've been fishing for a really long time, right?
That's right, yes. My dad taught me to fish when I was around about 4 years old, and been fishing with my dad and brothers and brother and uncle and other family and friends since really, so about 35 years now, yeah.
Wow, and you're Am I right in thinking you're actually teaching your kids to fish as well now?
That's right. Yes, I'm passing it on to Zachary, who's six, and this summer he caught his first fish via casting out and reeling in all on his own, his first little mackerel, which he then brought home and had for tea. He was very excited, and we're very lucky enough to go out on a charter boat with a chap called Stuart Pike, and he invited myself and Zachary out to help me teach Zachary to fish as well, which was absolutely brilliant. So yeah, he's enjoying it.
That's amazing. And do you ever get funny looks when you go fishing? Because you're not fully blind, but you don't see that much, do you?
No, that's right. Really, the only vision I have is in my left eye, which is less than a 5 pence piece worth. So it's very small. Yeah, you do get some funny looks, especially when you start catching fish and like, how is he doing that? But because of that, we did a challenge, which was I had to rig up bait up and cast out completely blindfolded, so people knew, this guy isn't sighted and saying that he's blind. Like, and I did it in under 10 minutes, which surprised me. I thought it would have been quicker, but it's all done by feel. You'll learn to pick different things up that other anglers don't really. It's you just more patience, and you use different senses to find the fish, really.
Which brings me to why we're talking today. You have some tips that you'd like to share about fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing I would say, the biggest tip, is if you're going to go out, make sure you're prepared before you go. Know where everything is in your bag or box, whatever you may take. Prepare what you can before you get there. Know the area that you're going to. Make sure it's a good, safe area, which, if you talk to tackle shops, they're more than helpful. There's groups on Facebook. There's so many people out there, they will know where you're going to go, and they can give you so many tips of A, when to fish it, and B, the best time to go in the safest places. So safety is very key. That's what I would say, is be prepared and take your time and get as much information as you can.
So obviously you started quite early, but have you ever felt like your sight loss was a barrier to fishing, or did you just get on with it and didn't bother with thinking about it too much?
No, it's something that I think, because I've got retinitis pigmentosa, as my eyesight deteriorated, you kind of learn to adapt. And I noticed it when my cousin that I fish with now, Matt, would say to me, like, it takes me a couple of seconds to load up my fishing rod with bait and a rig and so on, whereas he's still setting up. He's like, how do you do it so fast? And I think it's just, you learn what suits you, and practice makes perfect, really. And you will pick up little tips as you go along. There's so many people out there that to help you. I struggled about 3 months ago, because when you do a certain type of fishing, you need to tie two lines together, and the knot that I used, you needed to see to do it, and I couldn't do it anymore. And I asked on Facebook, on a forum, and they came up with this knot. I sat and practiced it for an afternoon, and now I can do it quite comfortably, And I'm happy to share that with everybody else for sure.
So if we wanted to find out how to do that particular knot or some other tips, or maybe just even get in touch and ask some specific questions, where should we go?
Yeah, sure. On YouTube, we've got the channel which is The Blind Angler. On the channel, we have got myself fishing and how I go about doing it, but we've also got the workshop, the Blind Angler's workshop, where we make up rigs and tie knots. And you can also find me on Facebook, The Blind Angler, and yeah, just drop me a message or write a comment, and more than happy to help people. And if there's things that they want to know and we haven't got it, then we can find it out and we can either let them know, we can make a video on it and stick that up on the channel as well. But it's something that can be enjoyed by so many people. I've fished with my son, my family, my wife comes with me every now and then. So it can be enjoyed by everybody all year round. And it's a great feeling to be out and about and just outside doing something. Fresh air and the sea is great.
It's just something amazing to do together with your family and your friends. And honestly, we don't really get out as much as we should sometimes.
No, we don't. I mean, I have kind of stopped my wife from fishing with me because she always seems to catch bigger and better fish. But no, it is great to be out, and there's so many places. It can be a nice long beach, it can be a pier, it can be a jetty, as long as you're safe. And there's so many people out there that enjoy fishing that are happy for other people to tag along. It's about getting out there and just saying, hey, I have a visual impairment, I want to do it. And there's so many people out there that's so happy to help. It can just be enjoyed by all. And we are bringing out the blind angler now with his with my cameraman. We have an allotment, so we will be doing a few how to grow fruit and veg, and then how to cook this fruit and veg with fish that you catch. So that should be coming out in the well, next summer now, I suppose, once we can get a harvest together. So it's about getting out there and seeing what's about, and get your hands dirty and enjoy life.
So lots of exciting content coming to it. But in the meantime, the blind angler, Wayne Bowden, thank you for sharing all your wonderful tips with RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.